We want to welcome to the program for a quick discussion on opiates, the crisis we have not only here in Chicago and the surrounding suburbs, but nationwide. Medical marijuana, recreational marijuana. As you know, our Cook County Commissioner John Fritchie, I believe he is proposing that we put on the ballot statewide a referendum to see if we all agree that it's time for recreational marijuana here in the state of Illinois, following the eight or nine states in D.C. that have already done that. Joe Schrank is the founder and program director of High Sobriety. He rejects the idea that total abstinence in Alcoholics Anonymous is the only valid path to recovery. He has an interesting history. He also, for a time, was a residential therapist at Promises in Malibu, California, a premier recovery institution in America. And he believes, I'm paraphrasing here, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that maybe it's Big Pharma, our friends up on the tollway, that are partially to blame for the opiate crisis because it's a nice little revenue stream. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to the program. Is that your premise here?
Yeah, that's part of my premise. I mean, look, there's a bunch of different things. I do think that Big Pharma did overprescribe Oxy, and they unleashed this problem into the community. Most people who have an opiate dependence report that they started with a prescription, you know, not with not with street drugs.
So, and then the kids get used to that prescription.
You know, it's a big piece of that puzzle.
They get used to the prescription, and when the prescription runs out, the doctor finally says no more. They go find it on the street.
That is the basic idea, yeah. You know, everybody's story is different. Addiction is very person-specific. You know, we all have our family systems and community and so on and so forth with different ways that people fall down that rabbit hole. But, yes, that's the basic overarching view.
I guess my question is, you know, given the current framework of our government, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, marijuana, illegal Trump administration. What happens then?
What happens if it's legalized?
If it's not legal anymore, if they decide to make it illegal again?
Well, it's ridiculous because it ends up incarcerating people for using something that's safer than alcohol. It's safer than, you know, there are a lot of medicinal applications for this stuff. One of the things that I think is important for people to know about me personally is that I am a totally abstinent person. I haven't had a drink or any form of intoxication in 20 years. So my interest in it is not justifying my own use. My interest in it is the health and safety and public health well-being of the community and individual families. So in other words, cannabis is an option for some people. It would be a better option if people tried cannabis before they tried an opiate, if it was chronic pain or whatever the reason or the medical indication may be, because first of all, there's no lethal dose. Yeah. You know, nobody has ever ingested enough cannabis to die. There may be theoretical lethal doses, but nobody knows even what that is. The only way, really, is if the DEA comes through the door and shoots you. Which
or if you drive your car into a tree. Hmm. Oak tree, get out of my way.
Sure. I mean, we don't recommend people drive. We don't recommend people take Valium and drive. You know, that's kind of a foregone conclusion. Yeah. There are certain boundaries that have to be kept to keep people safe while they're using the stuff. So the But the basic idea is pharma does not want this to happen. Distilled spirits, beer, and wine don't want this to happen. The corn lobby in Illinois does not want this to happen. Mm-hmm. Private prisons don't want this to happen. So those are all not good reasons to offer people another choice.
Well, we appreciate your time. We're going to tweet out a link to all of your material so our listeners can check it out on their own. And we'll have you back when we have more time to discuss this. Okay, Joe?
Very good.
Thanks,
okay.
Joe. Joe Schrank, the founder of High Sobriety, joining us here on WDLS.
Well, I never thought about your Illinois corn growers as part of the money makers as well.